and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day, everyone. I hope you guys are having a rocking week thus far. Today, I want to talk about doubling down. Doubling down is important, folks. Very, very important. But not only that, it's even more important for attorneys, for law firms, attorneys, either way you want to place yourself as. But before we get into the content of today, I want to remind you guys that we offer a free marketing audit of your using your website, of course. All you have to do is head on over to our website, lbmsllc.com. On the top right-hand corner, you'll see online report, free online report. You click on that button, and it will take you to the steps that you need to do to get your free online marketing report. It's just going to show you how you're looking online. You know, what's your online presence like? You know, maybe some things going on in your online presence that's sabotaging your success, et cetera, et cetera. So head on over to the website right now and do that, unless you're driving, of course. But whenever you have a chance, head on over there and check it out. It's free. Once again, no obligation to you. Okay, so let's talk about doubling down. I want to give you some top reasons why. And I'm going to, this is a geek alert, folks. I'm going to get down with stats. You know, I love stats. I'm a stats person. I'm a percentage person. It's always helped me, and I want to make sure that I'm using it to help you. Okay? So I'm going to tell you the top reasons why your law firm needs to double down on digital lead generation techniques. Okay? This is not going to be a very long episode, so I'm letting you know that right now, from the get-go. So, number one, here's the thing. According to a recent study, and this source is coming from, I'm gonna tell you the study, and I'm going to tell you where the source is coming from so you know that it's not just me, okay? The source is Advanced Web Ranking. It's a publication that's online, okay? According to a recent study, 96% of people seeking legal advice use a search engine. 96% of people seeking legal advice use a search engine. Now, do they still ask people, hey, do you know an attorney who does blah, blah, blah? Yes, they do. However, that amount of people who just ask that and don't do their own research has shrunk down to almost nothing. So even if you don't, so whether you ask or you don't, they're still seeking online for people to provide legal advice, whatever the case is. It could be a DUI case. It could be a personal injury case. It could be a malpractice case. It could be a divorce. They seek legal advice using the search engine. Okay. Number two. 70%, and oh, by the way, before I tell you the percentage, this study came from the National Law Review. I'm sure you guys have heard of this publication, okay? 70% of law firms report that their website is their top source of new business. Their website is their top source of new business. I really want to repeat that again. Their website is the top source of new business. The reason I'm saying it three times, I ran into a gentleman not too long ago who he was an attorney. But he's an old school attorney, so maybe this is why this is coming from. But he literally never used his website. I think he uses Facebook as his website or one of those things. And that's where he points people to. As a matter of fact, he has a little QR. He had somebody do a QR code on his web, on his business card, and it sends them to Facebook. That's not really a good strategy. Now, he's on the older side, and he's probably not really interested. He had enough business to go around. He didn't really need it. But that is dying, okay? And as this survey indicates, 70% of law firms report that their website is the top source of new business. That's incredible. 70%. That's a lot of law firms. So it behooves you, when I say that I double down, it behooves you to use your website according to what this is saying. In other words, use it properly to gain more and more leads. Use it to use some pay-per-click ads. I love pay-per-click. Really a quick way of knowing how well you're going to convert. Use it, obviously, for SEO. A huge advocate of SEO. Some of the best leads come from SEO. Use it as an authority blog. Use it to post your videos. Use your website in any shape, way, or form to make sure that you connect with your ideal customers. That's how you do it. Just don't put it up there and do nothing. Don't touch it. It's not the way of business today. So this last quote, study was conducted by Clio. I'm sure you guys are all familiar with Clio. Whether you use it or not, you're familiar with Clio. And they say that mobile optimization is essential. 63% of all websites visits in the legal industry come from mobile devices. So, if your website is not optimized to gain, to have the best user experience, if you will, on a mobile device, be it a tablet or a cell phone, most likely it's a cell phone, then you're going to be missing out. You're going to be missing out. I'm glad that Clio actually did this study, because one of the things that I've noticed is that I had a client of mine who wasn't a client of mine at the time. He was showing me his website. He was saying how he loved his website. Now, when I saw his website, I thought there were some problems with it. They had a little glitch to some of the components. And so before sitting down with him, I was going to point out these glitches. And he was like, hey, I love my website. I don't think I need to do anything about it. But he was showing me on his laptop. Hey, look at this. Is that? I said, okay, that's fine. But have you seen it on your mobile phone? And he says, well, no, I always look at it here. I'm like, okay, but look it on your mobile phone. I'll show you a few things. And I showed him some errors that was happening on the mobile side. So that, you know, he didn't, a lot of the stuff that was happening with his marketing, and he didn't, this was the first time he was actually outsourcing marketing. He used to do a lot of the stuff in-house. He was very technically savvy. But those little things like, you know, optimizing for mobile is not something that he knew how to do. But when we optimize it for mobile, it increases traffic, number one, and of course his conversions went up, only because we switched some stuff on mobile. That's amazing to me that just a simple fix like that was what was missing in his marketing arsenal. So that's the importance of that. So you want to double down on these things. You want to double down on on being found on these search engines, because 96% of people seek legal advice on search engines. You want to double down on the fact that your mobile optimization is key. Don't sleep on that. Sometimes things break on with, especially if you have WordPress, sometimes plugins make things go a little bit awry. You want to stay on top of that all the time. So you want to double down on this stuff. Okay. And you want to make this a priority. We're already towards the end of the first quarter of 2023. You know, we're vastly approaching the second quarter. So if you haven't even looked at this stuff yet, and here we are already in March, start looking at it. And if you need help with looking at it, give us a call, 888-416-7752, or send us an email at info@lbmsllc.com. So with that, I'm going to put an end to this episode. Told you it was not going to be a very long episode, but I wanted to at least give you this little tidbit on the stats that I saw that I found fascinating for your industry. So with that, I'm going to put an end to this episode. This has been Frank Deming, the Local Business Guy. Until next week, peace out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes, or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.